The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Peterson of KMA Radio in Shenandoah and Gordon Wolf of the Denison Bulletin and Review. Mike, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, first of all, President Trump signed an executive order last week ending all scheduled payments to insurance companies to lower deductibles for low-income residents under Obamacare. There are those who are saying this is kind of the first step toward repealing the Affordable Care Act. Is that the intended step?
I don't know if what's in the president's mind, and I don't know right now whether that could be a fair description of what he's trying to do. It may be something he is trying to do, but I don't know whether it accomplishes that goal. And obviously, it's not as sweeping as legislation that didn't get through the United States Senate. And so I think it's just something that he wants to do. And by the way, a court said that Obama didn't have the authority to do it because Congress had to appropriate the money. And we got the power of the purse. So I think whatever motives the president may have had, the most logical one is that a court said that no president has the authority to do that. So if Congress wants it done, then Congress should appropriate the money. Gordon?
Yes, Senator. Continuing on the vein of health care, I wonder if you'd heard about the Medicare X legislation proposed by Senators Michael Bennett and Tim Kaine, which would make the Medicare option available in counties that have one or no providers offering insurance under the ACA. And I'm wondering if that you see that picking up any speed among the Democrats.
I doubt it because, well, among Democrats it would. But among Republicans, I don't think so, because the Republican push since January, either under the bill that didn't pass in August or the Graham Cassidy bill that was coming up, is kind of this basic rude awakening that should have happened decades ago. The present Medicare program operates this way from the federal level. States can expand Medicaid within some limits, but there's a lot of things that they can do that if they want to do it, the federal government has an open checking account and just kick in the federal percentage. In New York, that's 50%. In Iowa, that's 57%. And in a poorer state like Mississippi, that might be about 75%. You are not a very good caretaker of the federal taxpayers' dollars if you just have an open checking account and say to the people of and governors and legislature of a particular state, you can do almost anything you want to, and we will pay our share. So we've had proposals since the first of the year to put some limits on what the federal government's going to pay for. And then getting back to your question, if we were to pass that particular bill, it seems to me, just without reading the bill, it would just make that situation worse. And I say without reading your bill because I haven't read it, but the way you described it would lead me to that conclusion.
Thank you.
Back to Mike.
Senator, when do you expect the state of Iowa to hear from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and whether the waiver for federal subsidies under Obamacare would be redirected to Wellmark or Medicare? Any indication on when we'll hear about that?
No sooner than October the 20th, because the comment period goes until October the 19th. And they say within the department, because I've talked to the head of CMS, that they're going to have to show that they've considered comments that were made on the proposal. So they told me sometime between October the 20th and October the 25th. Gordon?
Yes, Senator. Turning to the subject of the RFS, are you concerned about the EPA's proposal and the fact that many people that benefit from the RFS were heavily favored President Trump.
Well, when you say people that are in favor of the RFS, that would be mostly every corn farmer in Iowa, or if you want to talk about biodiesel, any bean farmer in Iowa, or the thousands of jobs, and I don't know how many jobs just in Iowa, but 43,000 nationally, that have jobs in the biofuels industry, they are concerned about it. And I would say they are concerned from the standpoint that the president promised to be very pro-ethanol, and this seems to me backing away from the promise that was made to the industry. And, of course, Senator Ernst and I and a few other Midwestern senators are going to be meeting with Mr. Pruitt tomorrow, and we will be making that point. And in making that point, we will just kind of say that EPA ought to honor the mandate of the people expressed through the presidency of Trump and the promises he made to the voters. Mike?
Given that Scott Pruitt is the EPA administrator, do you think that the president is still going to go by what he pledged in his campaign to support the RFS standards?
I've had two telephone conversations with the president, one that he instituted on August the 30th, that would lead me to believe, well, very explicitly, because he told me to tell the people of Iowa, so I tweeted on this subject, his continuing support for ethanol, but put in the vein that he campaigned on that, and he was going to keep his campaign promise. Then within the last 10 days, I initiated a phone call to the president to discuss this issue, and then that's why we're having a meeting tomorrow with Pruitt to discuss this. And I hope that we can drive home the fact that the president's promises have to be kept by the people that he appoints. Gordon?
Yes, Senator. I believe the federal government is facing a decision on continuing funding. How do you see that playing out?
Well, we have until December the 8th to make that decision, and I think the committees have made their decisions on how much, when I say committees, there's subcommittees of the Appropriations Committee that I'm referring to. These subcommittees have made their decisions. There's some difference between the House and the Senate that have to be worked out, but most of the really hard work that takes a long period of time to put a bill together has been done. Now, that doesn't mean that compromising between the House and Senate and maybe even involving the White House in the compromise is going to be particularly easy, but that's the next step. And I think, without a doubt, we've learned a lesson from shutting down government in 2013, that it costs money to shut down government, costs money to open up government, and with a big deficit that we have, we shouldn't make it any worse by doing stupid things like shutting down the government. So that dictates getting it done by December the 8th, and no problems between now and December the 8th.
Thank you, Mike and Gordon, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.